Shall we catch up at 11?
Well, another week comes to a close, and it looks like you have again successfully frittered away 30 minutes of your valuable time.
How do they do that, those listeners? I don't see how either one of them has the time in their busy week to spare.
It's three. My mother's listening too.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Mom.
We've gone through an entire program without involving the demigoddess Lexi in the program, but we couldn't get all the way to the ending without saying, hi, how are you?
Well, they woke me up at 10 in the morning, and they told me they give me food.
And that's why you're here?
With popcorn.
Well, that makes it an unusual day for her.
Get up at 10 in the morning and have food.
No, the food part, you know. See, we bait her with promises of college, too.
But first, she must have her golf lesson this afternoon.
Yes, with John Ankenbrand.
Because we're going for we're golf scholarship. Repeat it after me. Golf scholarship.
Hopefully LPGA.
Actually hit the ball.
Oh, you can hit the ball. You win trophies already. What are you talking about?
Little medals.
Little
tiny medals.
You know what?
It's a little tiny
person.
Excuse
me, you could only hit it like a yard.
Excuse me, that's why I don't play golf.
That's why you're not on the LPGA.
No, what she does is she screams at people to get them to hit it, and thereby, by projective management, gets the ball hit.
Is that a technique Mr. Ankenbrand has picked up, screaming at his pupils on the driving
range? No, his wife perfected it, I'm sure.
I hope she's not listening. Well, what are the odds? Let's face it.
What are the odds? I mean, four listeners? Come on.
And we're gonna release two of them this afternoon.
Right, so. The handcuffs come off. That's all the time we have. In spite of the best advice of broadcast professionals and the people who love and care about us and have our best wishes at heart, we're going to come back next week and do this program all over again. Same X time.
Same X channel. X-Men!
You really need to try to be in tune with the rest of us. Because you can sing. He can.
Can he?
Yeah.
You want to sing?
Not as well as you, but he can carry a tune. I can't. But he's like, X-Men!
I can't.
Well, yeah.
Can you sing?
Both Lexi and Tori.
All right, give me an X-Men. Pick a tune want. Any tune you want. You want to sing the jingle? I-X-M-A-N.
You can do that. You can put your hand down now, too.
I-X-M-A-N.
Louder, come
That's
on,
so
you're
pretty.
Singing.
Thank you. Okay. I-X-M-A-N.
Okay.
I can sing better.
Do it better.
Thank you.
Sure you
no
can.
No pressure.
Part of singing is singing in front of people. If you can sing good by yourself, it's a total waste of time.
Well, people will listen outside the bathroom while you're in the shower.
Sometimes we get audiences.
That's right. I have the recordings, if you're ever interested. I plan
Tori
to play them for your boyfriend.
Tori used to sing when she was being, right after, we can only say this because Tori's not here.
Right.
You know, not after she was finally potty trained, she would just, you know, they sit on the toilet a lot. Mm-hmm. And she'd sit there and just sit there with her little noodle legs dangling above the floor singing. And she'd sit there. You know,
we were absolutely
not her, the other one. It's hilarious.
We were absolutely saving this cut for her prom date.
Well, this and the recordings from the bathroom, yeah.
All right, so let's hear a real IXM.
I call this one Broken Evan Rude.
It's a triple flutter blast.
Let's hear you, chum. You can do this.
IXMAN.
Just Google it!